Practice Test 4. Listening. Part 1. This is a test of your ability to understand spoken English. You will hear short conversations. After you hear each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures. Circle the correct answers. Here is an example.
Is everything ready for the party tonight?
It will be once I've finished putting these candles on the cake.
So the decorations are up in the family room?
Sure. I just finished blowing up the balloons.
What is the man doing at the moment? The correct answer is A. You will hear each conversation only once. The conversations will not be repeated. Please be very quiet and listen carefully. You should circle A, B, or C. There are 30 questions in Part 1. Do you have any questions before you begin? Number 1.
You can't go out looking like that.
Why not?
Well, your jeans are torn and there's a button missing on your jacket.
It doesn't matter. I'll change into my uniform once I get to work.
What is the woman wearing now? Number 2.
I might be home late from work tonight.
Does that mean we won't be going to the movies? I don't feel like staying in again.
Well, I should be home by 7.
That's okay then.
What will the woman probably do in the evening? Number 3.
I can't believe it. The printer's run out of ink again.
If you're going to the supply room to get some more, can you get me a couple of pencils and a notepad?
Actually, I've got an ink cartridge in my drawer, but I don't mind getting your stuff for you.
What will he get from the supply room? Number 4.
Can I help you, sir?
Sure. I'm interested in these package deals to Europe.
How many days were you thinking of?
2 weeks, probably. Are the airline tickets included in the cost?
Where is the man? Number 5.
You've been sneezing all day. I hope you're not coming down with a cold.
I think it's an allergy.
I know someone who breaks out in a rash whenever she drinks coffee.
Too much coffee usually gives me a headache.
What is wrong with the woman? Number 6.
I wish you wouldn't leave the top off the toothpaste all the time.
I don't usually. It's just that I was in a hurry today.
Well, at least you didn't leave the wet towel lying on the floor like the kids always do.
What does the bathroom look like? Number 7.
Hi, I'm looking for the accounting department.
It's down that hallway on the left, just before you come to the stairs, opposite the fire extinguisher.
Thanks.
Where is the accounting department? Number 8.
Is there any mail for me? I'm expecting a letter from a friend.
There are 2 letters. One's for me, and the other's from the car insurance company. Oh, there's a postcard, too.
What mail have they received? Number 9.
How do I look?
Well, to be honest, I don't think that sweater goes with those pants. It'd look better with jeans.
Perhaps I should change into a shirt then.
What is the man wearing? Number 10.
Are you still coming to dinner on Sunday?
Of course, but I don't think I can get there before 7.
Well, I told the others to come at about 6 because we'd be eating at 7. But we could have dinner about half an hour later, I suppose.
That'd be great.
What time will they eat? Number 11.
Hi, Helen. Where are you off to in such a hurry? The library?
I'm late for a lecture.
I'm sure your students will wait.
What will the woman be doing later? Number 12.
Here, let me give you my business card.
Great. I see it's got your phone number, but not your fax number.
I don't have one. You can send me documents by email. You'll see the address there.
Which one is his business card? Number 13.
I really feel like something sweet.
I think there's a slice of apple pie in the fridge.
All I saw when I looked in there was a yogurt, and I'd prefer something sweet with chocolate.
There are some chocolate chip cookies in a box in the cupboard.
What is in the refrigerator? Number 14.
I always thought Ted was tall and skinny like his sister.
Well, they're the same height.
But he's much heavier.
Which one is Ted? Number 15.
Julie isn't up to going out tonight. She's staying at home.
That's too bad. I thought she was over the flu.
So did she, but it seems like she went back to work too soon.
She'll end up in the hospital if she's not careful.
Where is Julie? Number 16.
I want to call the airline to make a reservation, but I can't remember the number.
Why not book the flight online? I always do.
Oh, I think I'll just look up the number in the phone book instead.
What is she going to do? Number 17.
Darn! I can't get this new coffee maker to work. I filled it up with water, but nothing's happening.
It might help if you turned it on. It's that switch at the bottom.
How stupid of me. At least I didn't forget to plug it in.
What did the man forget to do? Number 18.
What are you doing here at the hospital?
My brother had an operation yesterday.
Oh, I'd like to visit him.
You could come with me Saturday afternoon, but you'll be coaching the soccer team.
Actually, that's been called off this week, so could you pick me up after lunch?
What will the woman do on Saturday afternoon? Number 19.
Would all passengers traveling on Skyjet Flight 21 to Milan, Italy, please make their way to the departure lounge? We will begin boarding in 15 minutes at gate 25.
Where should people flying to Milan go? Number 20.
I'm sure there was a box of CDs in this drawer.
Oh, I'm afraid I used them all. There's some more on that table, the one by the window, not the one next to the filing cabinet.
Thanks.
Where should she look? Number 21.
Did you iron this shirt that's on the back of the chair?
No, but I did all the t-shirts that were in a pile on the ironing board. They just need to be put in the closet.
I'll just do the shirt. Otherwise, I'll have nothing to wear to the restaurant tonight.
What will he do next? Number 22.
I can't decide where to put this potted plant I just bought.
Put it out on the porch near the front door.
It might be too cold out there in the winter. I think it'd be better in the living room by the TV.
Or at the top of the stairs.
Where does she think is a bad spot for the plant? Number 23.
Why are you walking like that? Did you fall and hurt your leg?
It's these new shoes.
Don't tell me they're too small.
Actually, I usually wear flat ones, so I'm finding these difficult to get used to.
What problem does the woman have? Number 24.
Where have you been? You were supposed to take the dog to the vet.
That's tomorrow. Actually, I had an appointment with my optician, but he phoned at the last minute to change it, so I took the car to be serviced instead.
Where did the man go? Number 25.
Did the kids have fun at the park?
Yep, you know how they love riding their bikes.
Was it windy enough for them to fly their kites?
No, they were a bit disappointed about that. But I bought them some ice cream on the way home to make up for it.
What did the children do at the park? Number 26.
Where's the dictionary? I don't see it anywhere on the bookshelf.
The last time I saw it, it was upstairs in Daniel's room.
But he's got his own. But since it's not on the desk by the computer, I suppose it's worth a look.
Where will she look? Number 27.
I'd like this jacket, please.
That'll be $175.
But it's marked only $125 on the price tag.
I'm so sorry, sir. I'd forgotten there was a $50 discount.
How much will he pay? Number 28.
Are you all set for this afternoon's meeting?
Yeah, I'll come by your office around 3 to pick up the report.
But the meeting isn't until 4, is it?
No, but I'll need at least half an hour to look through the report beforehand.
What time will he go to her office? Number 29.
There's some leftover chicken in the fridge. Do you want some?
I'm just about to put some steaks on the grill.
Great! I had a big plate of spaghetti at lunchtime, but I'm still starving.
What will the man have to eat tonight? Number 30.
Are you going to rent your own place when you go away to school?
I was going to stay with my aunt, but she's moving into a smaller house, so it looks like I'll have to move into the student dorms.
Where will he live?